Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Vincent Ferrer, and from England we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching today is entitled, Greater Than Each Other.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now, I've told you before it takes place that when it does take place, you may believe. I no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He is no claiming me, but I do as the Father has commanded me. For the world may know that I love the Father. Now, there's a famous passage here. A few days ago, we celebrated the feast of St. Athanasius, the great contender for the equality of the God the Son, who became incarnate with the Father, against Arius, the great Arian heresy that saw God as the Son as a sort of lesser God, which is meaningless because there is only one God. But one of the passages he has to contend with is in this gospel, Athanasius, the Father is greater than I. Arians love that phrase, you know, the Father is greater than I. But Athanasius' reply, most people's reply, say, well, he's speaking of his humanity, the Father is greater than Christ's humanity. That's fair enough. You know, that's ample explanation. I think there is a sense that, you know, that even the Son of God, co-equal to the Father, could still say, the Father is greater than I, in a way that it would be true if you also accept that the Son is greater than the Father. Depends what you mean by greater. You know, because in a way that's what love is. You know, the phrase, I am in the Father and the Father is in me, a lot of people think it's very mysterious and strange, but actually that's just what human beings are for each other. You know, if someone knows you, then you are in them. You're part of their mind, their heart, their being. If you know them, then they are in you. Part of your heart, your mind, your being. In a limited way, because we don't know each other very well. But it's true of any human being. I am in you, you are in me. I mean, that's what it is to have a mind. But it's a very imperfect sharing, unlike the sharing of the Father and the Son. Father is in the Son and the Son is in the Father. So from that sense, you could say that the Father is greater than the Son and the Son is greater than the Father, even in their divinity. Now, that's really just another way of saying that the equality of Father and Son is beyond our understanding, a great mystery. But there's an analogy from life. You know, when you love someone, in some way, to some extent, they are greater than you. They are a greater thing than your own happiness, or rather your own happiness is part of a greater happiness that we would like to think surrounds both of us, both the person loved and loving. And ideally, two people would love and be loved. Of course, human life is not like that. It's a constant struggle to maintain love, to maintain care, to, you know, overcome the weaknesses of the flesh, the bitternesses that can drop in. But what we aspire to, what we hope for, is to be in each other so that, in a way, the other person is greater than ourselves, but we are greater than them if they love us. And that is actually heaven. In heaven, everybody is greater than everybody else because everybody's love is no longer just a love for the self, but a love for the self that reaches out to love all who love God, all who are willing to respond in shared love. That's what he's saying. And as such, what sounds very mysterious, well, it's mysterious not because it's unintelligible, but because it's greater than our thoughts. God is greater than our heart, as St. John says in his letter. This is the true love. And it's why it's a curious but understandable slight mistranslation. Most translations, Christ says, I'm going away and I will come to you. But actually, it's in the present. I'm going to away and I am coming to you. This is the geography of love again. You know, he's always going away from us because he's going to the Father, but he's always coming to us because he's going to the Father. Because we are perfectly loved by the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And we are more than just created. We are called to live inside of that love, to see how it is that the Son, utter being, is from the Father, and therefore the Father is greater than him. But the Father himself is Father because he is the Father of the Son. If there was no Son, he would not be Father. And the Spirit is a Spirit because he's Spirit of the Father and the Son. This is the greatness that we are being brought into. Beyond our thought, we only think of it in analogies, we think of it metaphors, very far from the realities of human love, which, as I say, is always a struggle, always needs constant repairs, forgiveness, mercy. You know, the old film Love Story, the tag love means never having to say you're sorry. I think love means having to say sorry quite a lot in reality. But for all that our love is limited and for all that it doesn't really hold together naturally because it always takes work and struggle and sometimes it has to be said it fails, we still aspire to that perfect love, which is the love of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, where everybody is greater than everybody else and everybody has a whole being which is entirely themselves but entirely for others, just as much as it is for ourselves. That's heaven.